overnight line of thunderstorms coming through with a cold front could produce damaging winds or an isolated tornado. Be sure your device is set to receive a watch or warning. Wind advisory, going to be windy either way outside of the range too tonight through tomorrow. Strong winds gusting, 70 for the morning. Turning cooler through the day with highs of 70s, breezy, and becoming sunny. Clear, colder tomorrow night, lighter winds, 50s in the morning Saturday. Sunny, low 70s for the afternoon, mid-70s under sunshine Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come to the Slidell Gun and Knife Show, Saturday, March 11th, Sunday, March 12th. See thousands of handguns, rifles, and shotguns, plus knives, personal protection items, and ammunition. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, March 11th, 9 to 5. Sunday, March 12th, 10 to 4. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening. This is Jack Clegg, and welcome to the New Orleans Golf Show. Again, it's March 3rd, 2023. And if you were outside golfing today, you had a wonderful day. In fact, the last several days, the wind has been down. Playing golf in New Orleans has been fantastic, pretty much throughout the state. We did have a little rain this afternoon, but that not enough to really interfere with much. Today's show, I'm really excited, today's show. We have on at the next segment and through the hour, the executive director of the Louisiana Golf Association. This is a big deal. He's a big deal. And we hope to explain to a lot of our listeners what the Louisiana Golf Association does, what it stands for, its events, and a variety of things. But before we get to that, we're going to do what we do in the first segment of all of our shows. Let's talk about what the big boys and girls are doing, the professional golfers. This weekend, we have the PGA event that is of note is the Arnold Palmer International. It's played at the Bay Hill Club in Orlando, Florida, and the first round was this morning. I did not see it live, but later this afternoon, I watched some of the highlights. Those of you who follow professional golf know Jon Rahm. Jon Rahm is a force of nature. Big, strong, strapping guy. His swing is incredible. He doesn't take what I would call a full swing, but he's extraordinarily powerful. Today, John and all the other PGA golfers were in the first round, and he comes away as the leader at 7 under par. Now, that's a tremendous score. He shot a 65. On a par 72, but how he did it was amazing. He goes out in the first hole, 461-yard par 4. He gets a birdie. Second hole, 231-yard par 3. Tough, tough, tough shot. He gets it, instead of getting a 3, which would be a par, he gets a 2, a birdie. Hole number 3, 434 yards. He gets a birdie. So the first three holes, he birdies, and he's on fire. And actually, he played early this morning, like about 7:30. The conditions in Orlando were beautiful. It was about 85 degrees, a slight wind, about 8 miles an hour. So just absolutely beautiful conditions. So he's doing real well. He gets a bogey on, I think, number 7. Then he gets another birdie that he's still 3 under, doing very well. 16, 17, and 18, amazing. 16 is a par 5, 511 yards. Rahm gets an eagle 3. 17, 220-yard par 3, difficult hole. He gets a birdie. And the final hole, 458-yard par 4, gets a birdie. Tremendous round for Jon Rahm. Just amazing, and to watch him play, it's amazing. But as a golfer, I look at the professional golfers. It's such a different game. And I watch golfers play all week long. I see them at different courses and so forth. And the distances that they're covering and the accuracy of their shots is amazing. So if this weekend, if it's good, it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend, get out, do what you need to do. But if you have an opportunity, watch Jon Rahm, because I'm predicting it's going to be an extraordinarily close finish. Scottie Scheffler, everyone knows Scottie Scheffler, is a tremendous, tremendous golfer. Last year, he won this tournament. He won the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And right now, he's a few shots back. He's at -4. Again, Rahm is at -7. Scheffler's at -4. He had a great round as well. And so watch the two of them. And there are other leaders. Jordan Spieth is up at the top. There are other terrific golfers up there. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful match. Looks like the weather's going to hold out, maybe a little windier tomorrow. But with the weather holding out, the scores are going to dive again tomorrow. So it's shaping up to be a very competitive weekend at this particular course. All right, the women. Remember, last week they were in Thailand, and it was a tremendous tournament. I got to see some of it late in the evening. And this weekend, the HSBC Women's World Championship, it's being played in Singapore. So the Europeans and the Americans or North Americans, some Canadian golfers, they made the trip and they stayed over there. And today, this is good news for me because I follow some of the athletes that come from my hometown. I'm from Chicago originally. And there is a woman golfer, Elizabeth Skokel. She was from Winnetka, which is one of the suburbs of Chicago. And she is currently leading at -8. She's 8-under par today on the first day. Tremendous round. And Elizabeth is really quite, she's had health problems all through her outer career. She's currently golfing on a medical exemption, and she's got a bad disc on her back. But why I really like her, she went to Northwestern University, north of Chicago, and was an all-academic Big Ten golfer. Really tough. The amount of time you got to put in golfing, as well as she studies and she learns. After her second year, her junior year, she transferred to the University of Virginia, where she was all-academic ACC. So, quite an athlete, quite a brain. And hopefully she'll stay ahead. Right behind her, Jim Young Ko, the 2022 champion from South Korea, $225,000 to the winner. So it's looking like that's going to be a very, very tight event. And I always root for Elizabeth because she's a hard worker, works through her injuries, and really makes it. If you had a daughter or a niece or a granddaughter that played golf, you'd want her to be like Elizabeth. She's really, really quite a young lady. And so we're going to take a little break in a little while and hopefully talk to Mr. Ray, the executive director, we call him Mr. Ray, about what's going on in Louisiana golfing. And the Louisiana Golf Association, it started in 1920. It's been around a long time, and we're going to ask about what the current activities are. And fortunately, we've got some exciting activities coming up in the New Orleans area for the Louisiana Golf Association. I'm sure Logan Ray will talk about those. So any of you that are golfers that have questions, the phone number is 504-556-9696. We're going to speak to Mr. Ray about in the beginning of the next section. And if you got calls, hold off for a while. Let it, let us talk for a bit, and after about 7:20, and call in, and you can ask your questions, and I'm sure he's going to answer. He's very, very, very. The Louisiana Golf Association is one of the biggest and fastest-growing associations in the country, and you're going to be happy to hear what we have here in Louisiana and the things that you can take advantage of, not only for yourself, but your loved ones, what you can do for junior golf, what you can do for women's golf here in Louisiana, and Mr. Ray will go through that with us. So right now we're going to cut off for the next section, and we should have a phone call in a few minutes. We're going to take a break, and we'll have Logan Ray.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty. Talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
All right, New Orleans. Again, this is the New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg, and this is a second segment. And our caller, Mr. Logan Ray of the Louisiana Golf Association, is here. Logan, how are you?
Hey, Jack, doing well.
Good, good.
How are you?
I'm doing well. We were just talking about in the first segment, the PGA and LPGA events this weekend. It looks like it's going to be, if you're stuck inside and you're not able to play golf, it's a good weekend to watch golf. There's a lot going on. Anyhow,
absolutely.
Logan, you are the executive director of the Louisiana Golf Association. And I wouldn't guess how many people, but I bet a lot of golfers don't know what the Louisiana Golf Association is or what it does. Do you find yourself trying to explain to people often what it is and what it does?
Yeah, so we have just over 15,000 individual members in the state of Louisiana, and they represent approximately 90 member clubs. And, you know, in our line of work, in, you know, golf administration, some people call it the alphabet soup. You've got the USGA, you've got the PGA, you've got the LGA, and there can be some confusion, I think, on what exactly, you know, the Louisiana Golf Association does. But in a nutshell, we are the exclusive partner of the USGA, an allied golf association of the USGA in the state of Louisiana. So our jurisdiction is just the boot, you know, the outline of our state.
Right.
And, you know, we have a number of core services that we carry out on the local level. So championship administration, which is probably our most visible touch point with our members, but it's also the, you know, thing that we do for a very select few, because, you know, most of our events are elite amateur golfers. We do offer a championship for all golfers. So that's something that we're very proud of. So if you play the game of golf in our state, we have an event, you know, that you're eligible to compete in, a junior, senior, female, male, you know, a scratch golfer to an 8.0 handicap index or less, mm-hmm. to, you know, the higher handicapper. So, you know, that's one of the things that we do run, you know, really people that compete in our championships will tell you. And I think the clubs that host our championships as well, you know, that we have a reputation for conducting really the best events in the state and the region for that matter. So, you know, that's a big part of it. Handicapping.
And I want to continue about the services, but I want our audience to know a little bit about you. What brought you to the Louisiana Golf Association? Where are you from? What's your background? How long have you been in golf? Can you give me a little bit of a personal history for yourself?
Sure. I'm originally from Tennessee, but I moved down to Louisiana in 2011 after having gotten the USGA Boatwright internship. So the USGA funds an internship for the Allied Golf Associations, and they can use that to, you know, help put somebody on their staff. So I was an intern in 2011, and fortunately the LGA created a full-time position for me to stay on as director of championships. So I ran the tournaments for a handful of years and then was promoted to assistant executive director in 2016. And then in 2018, my predecessor retired and I became the executive director. I really did not have a background in golf other than, you know, my summer job when I was in college at the University of the South in Tennessee was mm-hmm. assistant greenskeeper. So I would mow the greens in the summer and really enjoyed that sort of the agronomy side of things. But
yeah.
I played recreationally and realized that I had a knack for the rules of golf and became an expert in that field. And really, you know, it's a labor of love. I mean, working in golf, and you probably can attest to this as your time at, you know, being the starter at City Park, you know, you meet tremendous people, and the people that play golf are typically guys and gals that have integrity, and it just makes this line of work so enjoyable. So the community aspect and, you know, building relationships and all those things has really been obvious that this is a career that, you know, I was sort of destined for and meant to be in. So I'm, you know, Louisiana now, and been here over a decade and really enjoy it. My wife's from here and our family kind of settled. Our headquarters is in Lafayette. So really, really love it.
So in addition to the golf, you had to pick up a second language when you moved to Lafayette, right?
Yeah, the Cajun French.
Right. Well, sure. When I first came down to Louisiana, I came from Chicago, and I was in Baton Rouge, and I met my first Cajun, and I mispronounced so many names, like Fontenot. No, that's Fontenot. Oh, yeah. Hebert. No, Jack, that's Hebert. I was butchering names for a while. Tibidux. What kind of name? It's Thibodeau, Jack. So, and so you've been in Lafayette, you've been in Louisiana for the last umpty-ump years, and the Louisiana Golf Association, you mentioned championship administration. By that you mean your organization will go into various locations and be in charge of their championship tournaments. Is that what you mean by that?
Well, so we run our own events where the members of ours compete, in a number of offerings. So we do go to different sites every single year on a rotational basis.
Okay.
And really use it as an opportunity to showcase our member clubs. You know, not, everyone is going to get an opportunity to play Southern Trace where our amateur is this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty elite private facility in Shreveport. But if they're an LGA member and they qualify, then they'll be able to play 72 holes at that facility. So it's
terrific.
It's something that is a really value-added benefit of being a part of the LGA is the opportunity to play these facilities and meet other golfers in our state.
When you mention those facilities in New Orleans, if you can, off the top of your head, I don't know whether you have to refer to a map or whatever. Are there clubs in New Orleans that are LGA clubs?
Yeah, pretty much all of them are. Yeah,
okay,
If there's a golf club that's open in New Orleans, they're a member of ours.
Excellent. Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was when you were the associate member or associate director and now the executive director, how have your duties changed? Not if everything goes wrong, it's the executive director's fault. Besides that, do you do a lot of traveling? Do you attend a lot of conferences and meetings on golf?
Yeah, so I actually officiate a number of national championships the USGA runs or, the SEC men's championships. I get to go and represent Louisiana as a rules official there, go to the USGA annual meeting. We have a really close group of executive directors in the Southeast region, so we get together a few times a year and just kind of share best practices and ideas. But, as far as my role, when I transitioned to executive director, we had a lot going on. I mean, golf has really boomed in the last few years. And so in my first year, we started the Louisiana Junior Golf Tour as a partnership with the Gulf State Section PGA. And we unified with the Louisiana Women's Golf Association. There used to be a separate association.
I think I knew that.
Yeah.
Logan, we're going to take a break here. If you can, please stay on. And I want to focus on, as you talked a moment ago, about junior golf and the LGA's role in that. But we have to take a break for a commercial. So can you hold on?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, great. This is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember, we'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. Nearly 2 weeks after Georgia business exec Nathan Millard went missing from a downtown bar in Baton Rouge, Police Chief Murphy Paul discussed the case earlier today on Jim Inkster's Talk Louisiana radio show. Millard was in town for business and disappeared after leaving Happy's Irish Pub last week. Paul says they're utilizing all resources to find out what happened to Millard.
More than likely, it did not happen in a downtown area where he was at. But that's what the investigative effort is going to tell us.
If you have any information about Miller, you are encouraged to contact BRPD or Crime Stoppers. Expect an active weather pattern across the state today. The greatest risk for severe weather is predicted for the Shreveport-Ruston area. LRN meteorologist John Weatherby says severe weather is expected in northwest Louisiana.
Tornado potential is considered medium, damaging winds up to 80 miles an hour, maximum hail size egg-shaped.
The entire state is under a wind advisory. LRN.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information...
All right, New Orleans. This is the New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg, and we are entering our third segment, and we are delighted to have with us Mr. Logan Ray, the Executive Director of the Louisiana Golf Association. Logan, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, we've mentioned it, but I want to kind of do a deep dive into it, is what the Louisiana Golf Association does regarding junior golf. And you may know a lot of things about it, but there may be members of our audience that don't know. There are parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents who want to introduce their young men and women to golfing. And what role does the LGA play, and how does the LGA promote junior golf?
Yeah, so junior golf is a vital part of our organization. It's something we just completed a strategic plan, and something that, very important to us. So we've got a couple of avenues for juniors, whether it be just starting the game or if they want to sort of develop their golf career. The first being youth on course. That's something we're rolling out in the state where junior golfers can play a round of golf for $5 or less at participating facilities. So, you know, really the financial burden is no longer there. That's not a hurdle for youth on course members. So they can, like at City Park, the North Course there in New Orleans, mm-hmm. they've got it set up where anytime during the week and after 9 o'clock on the weekends, the members can go play nine holes for $2 or 18 holes for $4. And that's tremendous for a junior to be able to say to their parents, hey, wow. let's go play. And the parents wow. don't have to shell out, you know, a ton of money to make it happen. And then the LGA through Youth on Course subsidizes an additional rate for the golf course so that they're whole for their junior.
Oh, rate. How terrific. That's great. Okay. So let's be really fundamental here. Define a junior golfer. What age do they begin, and when do they move to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the age as soon as they start playing. I mean, it's they're a junior, but as long as they're not past their 18th birthday, they're still technically a junior golfer.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's actually pretty terrific. And they can save. So they can play with their dad or a friend, or two juniors can play, and they get a substantial discount to play. This is really good.
Yes.
Do they need to be members of the LGA to do that?
No, they can just join Youth on Course directly, and then they get an LGA membership.
Okay.
As a byproduct of that. So we've got a junior golf hub on our website that I'd mm-hmm. like to plug. It's lgagolf.org, and there's a junior golf tab. So, you know, all this stuff that I'm talking about tonight,
mm-hmm.
you know, parents or grandparents or guardians, whoever can go to the website and review some of that information. So Youth on Course is the first, and then we've got our own junior golf tour as well in the state that's really been a success. It's only 4 years old, but you know, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that. So it's really taking our championship experience, you know, that we do at such a high level for mm-hmm. all of our members, but bring it to the juniors so that they can play locally and have that experience and not have to travel outside of Louisiana to do so. And really, we offer those at affordable prices as well. It's $100 an event, and you get 36 holes of tournament play plus a practice round. So you can go play, you know, top facilities for that. And we're running that all summer. So we just got back from Squire Creek and the Sam Burns Junior Four Ball Championship last weekend
mm-hmm.
To kick off the Louisiana Junior Golf Tour schedule.
Now, do the junior golfers that want to participate in the Junior Golf Tour, do they have a certain handicap that they want to play at? And by handicap, we're talking the golf handicap of how many strokes you're supposed to have and not supposed to have, as opposed to a physical or mental handicap.
No, there's no handicap regulations for them to join. If they're interested in playing, you know, if they're on a high school team or if they really are just taking up the game, the junior tours for members 11 years old to 18 years old. So they do have to be 11 to join up. But there's also a couple of fun team events if they're not comfortable, you know, playing the individual stroke play tournament. Get a partner, and we've got two four ball events where they can play. So it's really been a well received initiative that we're doing, really to showcase the talent that we have in our state, but also just like help the parents that, you know, were chasing the American Junior Golf Association, the AJGA stars, to get their kids recognition for college recruiting and all that. We can provide that.
Well, that's
right at home. You don't have to pay for a hotel and expense all the gas and stuff. So
working as a starter and being on the golf course, and when I see young people golfing with their parents, I jokingly say, well, I hope your child knows the two most important words of being a junior golfer. And I'm, what words are those? Golf scholarship. do at any of your junior events, explain, do scouts or recruiters from colleges come? Do they watch, or do they review your records of how particular players perform? And how does that work in terms of taking the junior who's a sophomore in high school and whatever, and he's thinking about it, he's accomplished or she's an accomplished golfer, how can you assist them improve their chances on getting a golf scholarship?
Yeah, so on the leaderboard, you know, we do all the scoring online, so it's got the graduation year for the player next to their name. So it'll say,
good.
John Smith, class of 2026, is the champion or whatever it may be. So coaches come to our website all the time and just review scores. But one of the cool things we're doing this summer with our state junior amateur championship for the boys and the girls, that's going to be in Zachary, right outside of Baton Rouge, at the Beaver Creek Golf Course. So,
wonderful! That's a good course too. I played there. That's terrific.
Yeah. It really is a good public track, and we're bringing all of the Louisiana college coaches to that event for the night after the practice round, so the night before the first round of the championship. We're going to do a coaches Q&A at walk-ons there in Zachary and have, you know, LSU's coach, UL, hopefully Tulane women's coach, Louisiana Tech, all of them are going to be there, and the kids have an opportunity to ask them questions about recruiting. NIL is a big topic.
Oh, it's a huge topic. Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah, so we are trying to do everything we can to showcase the talent in our state and help them get scholarships. We provide a scholarship to one female golfer every year, a graduating senior, in $1,500 to further their higher education. But if they want to play college golf, the Louisiana Junior Golf Tour is probably the best place to get the right eyeballs on your skills while you're coming up through the ranks.
Well said, Logan. And you've answered my question, because I was hoping that was the answer, but that is great that your responsible organization exposes these kids to these scouts and coaches and does it in a terrific way. I like that. What I'd like to talk about is currently you just finished a four ball. Is there another tournament coming up soon? For juniors.
Yeah, for the junior tour. Yeah. Yes, we've got an event in a couple of weeks in Lake Charles, our spring classic.
Okay.
At the Contraband Bayou Golf Club at the LaBerge Casino there. That's going to be March 25 and 26. And then when June hits, I mean, we're going every other week with the junior tournament. So really June through September, when we have our tour championship, is plenty of opportunities for kids to play in Louisiana.
Do we have any junior tour events in New Orleans this spring or summer where grandparents or parents that they may only want to put their toe in the water? They may not know, but somewhere where they could go and watch and see. Are there any events in our area?
Yeah, well, on the North Shore, we've got a tournament at Beauchene Country Club in Mandeville.
Okay.
June 21, 22, and then last year was like our heavy New Orleans championship year. We're trying to spread the love a little bit around the state, but we were at pretty much all the clubs in New Orleans last year. So we're also at University Club in Baton Rouge in August. So if they want to drive an hour over to Baton Rouge and tee it up there, we'd love to have them. We're going to try to get the kids access to the LSU facilities at that event. So it'll be really neat to kind of see, you know, how those LSU players practice and all the wonderful setup they have there. So yeah, those are the two closest on this year's schedule. And then we'll be back around several times in the subsequent years, I'm sure.
Sure. Well, we're going to take a break. Can you stay with us through the fourth section? Because I want to ask you about women's golf and the events that are scheduled and how you all, you said you have taken over the administration of women's golf since the Louisiana Women's Golf Association isn't there. So after the break, let's talk about women's golf. Is that okay?
Yep, I'll be here.
All right, Logan, we'll get you.
All right.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealin' Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, New Orleans. We're back with the last segment of our show tonight, the New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg. And we have as our guest Logan Ray, the executive director of the Louisiana Golf Association. And this has been a fact-filled and very interesting conversation. But not to forget what actually one of the things I want to promote on your show, and it appears Louisiana Golf Association is very active, and that is promoting women's golf. Tell me about this event and this. First of all, tell me about the organization For Ladies and an event that I understand is going to be held on March 11th at the TPC course.
Yeah, we're excited for this. It's the first time they've come to Louisiana. So For the Ladies is a group that is really sort of marketing to the young professional female that is interested in golf. So we're going to do the clinic at TPC Louisiana, March 11th, 2 to 4 p.m. You can sign up at For the Ladies. That's F-O-R-E, fortheladies.net. And, you know, the 2 hours of instruction also include a couple of drink tickets, so you'll get to partake in some adult beverages as well if you'd like to, and just meet other like-minded ladies as you go play at TPC on the practice range. And, you know, if you need to rent clubs, I mean, use clubs, they have sets there. And it's really just to provide an environment that's non-intimidating, get a couple of lessons on whatever it is that you're interested in, short game, grip. And, you know, they've got the experts out there. It'll be a really fun event. So excited to do that at TPC.
Are these going to be the TPC professionals, golfing professionals doing the instruction, or does For the Ladies have their own group that comes in?
There'll be from TPC. We've also got a couple coming from Metairie Country Club and the Gulf States section PGA as well. So we'll have five or six instructors there, making sure that, you know, everybody gets an experience that you know, they'll remember, and hopefully spur them to continue to want to play golf. Because the last thing we want to do is, you know, have the ladies go play a golf course and, you know, have groups of guys that are talking about pace of play, or, you know, making their experience not welcoming. So, right. Yeah, this is a big part of that. It should be a really fun time.
Well, that does happen, and it doesn't promote women's golf. And those of us who really like the game, if you see a golfer swing and that swing is perfect, it's usually a woman. Women's golf has in my lifetime has accelerated in skill level, everything else. And now, and I'm glad to see that your organization is marrying up what golf was always about, networking. It's a business development gem. I traveled all over the world in my legal business, and as they say about lawyers, if you don't have clients, you're not really very good. And to develop clients, to bring them around to a social event of golfing, I found, as many, many, many other lawyers and businessmen have found, it is a great way to network. And including women in it has if you don't do that, you're missing out. So I'm a big proponent of that. And I hope this event really, really does well for you. And before we sign off for this evening, what are your thoughts on the future of Louisiana golf? You mentioned something. I wrote it down. You mentioned our golf boom, and I'm glad you did. For all the political negative things about COVID, do you attribute the golf boom to COVID at all?
Yeah, I think it's a post-pandemic boom in that, you know, that was one of the things that was safe to do during the height of COVID. It was outdoors, social distance, all those things. So people either came back to the game or took it up for the first time, and it's really our responsibility to engage those golfers and make sure that, you know, they stick with it, because you got to strike while the iron's hot. I mean, they're building a Topgolf in Lafayette right now as we speak. So, you know, that's just a testament to, you've got, you know, those sort of non-traditional golfers that are going to the simulators and Topgolfs and are still having a great time. And, you know, our membership has increased 9% year over year since 2020. And the golf clubs, I mean, the courses are booking the tee sheets, and,
sure,
you
yes.
know, it's really really awesome to see across the state. And it's not just in Louisiana. I mean, it's nationwide as well. So, you know, as we're getting more members, we want to be sure that we're offering value and as many services as we can to all golfers. So that's really sort of how we see it in the future. Is certainly bright. You know, we're expanding our organization. And, yeah, I'm very thrilled that was a silver lining coming out of the pandemic is that golf took off. You've got the Netflix show now, Full Swing, so that's going to bring
I've got more friends of mine that watch it. They're addicted to it. They love that program. It's good.
So
let's talk before we have to go. Any listeners out there that want to get more information about the Louisiana Golf Association, its junior program, the affiliation you have with for the ladies, and anything, how can they do that? Let's go through that. It's just fact-based. How do they best reach out and contact you?
Yes, go to lgagolf.org. That's our website. And, you know, you can find my contact info there. Feel free to call our office or email any one of our staff members. You got a question about the rules of golf or handicapping, whatever it may be. We're sort of the home for all things golf in Louisiana. And really, we want to start to celebrate stories for our members, our clubs. So, you know, we're always trying to highlight the excellent things that are going on in our state. So that's sort of also like a news area to go to. Just check in at lgagolf.org and you may find something that sparks your interest.
Great, great. When you get an opportunity, where do you golf?
I'm at Oakbourne Country Club in Lafayette.
Okay.
Very, very blessed to be there. It's a wonderful track. And, you know, we try to play as many courses as we can around the state. You know, we're there. We rate the golf courses. That's part of the handicapping system. So, yeah.
You do the slope really and the rating for the courses as part
we
of
do,
your handicapping?
Yes.
Oh, terrific.
Yep. We handle all of that.
Now, do you have people on staff that are experts at that?
Yes. Kyle Nagaman is our assistant executive director who handles handicapping and course rating. He's gone to calibration seminars and, you know, we've got two captains, one in the north, one in the south part of the state that lead the course rating teams. So they'll go out, play the course and get all the data and it'll factor into the slope and course rating, which obviously as you play that course, you input your score and it spits out your handicap index. So we provide all that through the GEN handicapping system.
And that is available for all members of the LGA, is that correct?
Yes, and our member clubs, we provide that service free of charge to them. So that's a benefit of being a member of ours as a club, is you get your golf course rating for free.
And that's good. And for the non-golfers out there, that and I'll give a kind of an extreme example. There's something called a scratch golfer. Tell the audience what a scratch golfer is. And that's not someone with a skin ailment, right?
Right. That's somebody that really doesn't need strokes. So if the course is a par 72, you expect the scratch golfer to shoot right around even par 72. And that's the beauty of our game is that, look, if Jack is a scratch golfer and I'm a 10 handicap, by the World Handicap System, which the Louisiana Golf Association provides to its members, we can go play a game equitably and fair, like, you know, and still have a great time competing because he's going to give me 10 shots or whatever the
right. That's how that works.
Handicap system says.
I've got to interrupt you. We're going to leave. I have to ask you, do you promise to come on again if we have you?
I will be on as many times as you'll have me. Really enjoyed our time, and thank you for
thanks,
all you
Logan.
Do to promote the game in our state.
Excellent. Thank you, Logan. You have a good night, and I'm signing off now for the New Orleans Golf Show.
Business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals,